This one goes to alternative consulting and examination, PO Box 300, Fulton, New York 13069. Debbie Chambers, RN, claim number 3071661, NY12, first name Marco, M-A-R-C-O, last name Rayan, R-E-Y-N-A, Rayna, R-E-Y-N-A, date of accident 10-6-12, date of service 12-6-12, dollar $2,592.14, pertaining to electrodiagnostic study. 9 CPT code 95860, 95904, and 95934. Bill for services above containing CPT code 95934 times 2, 95904 times 8, 95903 times 4, 95900 times 4, and 95864. Times is multiplied by the way, not divided by. Initial evaluation report, October 15, 12. Apollo report, 11-8, November 8, 12. Comma November 26, 12. Comma December 6, 12. EMG MCV data. MRI cervical spine report dated 11-15-12. MRI lumbar spine report dated 11-15-12. Record potential physical therapy treatment. All the records for the view. Discussion Marco Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, was involved in motor vehicle accident on 10-6-12 and currently have been asked to command all the medical assessment of the services on 12-6-12 pertaining to EMG and CV study of upper and lower extremity superior paragraph. On October 15-12, he was diagnosed as having cervical spine sprain standard spasm and lumbar spine sprain standard spasm with gluteal spasm and lumbar sacral radiculopathy versus lumbar sacral plexopathy. The motor powers for BFI were better, DTS were 1 plus at left Achilles and all of the 2 plus, sensations still intact. Kieran and Fallon signs were negative, Hoffman was negative. On October 6-12, the expansion of the neck bender getting to the right arm and the low back pin to the left arm. Now there was some mention of the sensory discrepancy in the left L5S and dermatome. Straight leg was 60 degrees on the left side. we don't know the degrees on the right side. Kelvin sign was negative. And the diagnosis included cervical radiculopathy versus right vagal nexopathy and lumbar sacral radiculopathy left versus plexopathy. MRI of the cervical and lumbar spine was ordered. On October 6, 12, identical clinical examination was provided. Imaging study reports were now available to the treating physician. Dr. Andy contended that the studies, ENGNC studies, warranted to rule out plexopathy and or radiculopathy. The study was done on 12-6-12. Paragraph I disagree with the assertion made by the treating physician. There is no clinical evidence of plexopathy. And even if one has to rule out right cervical and left lumbar plexopathy, the diagnostic protocol would have been different. Mechanism of action should have been explained. Different imaging studies should have been ordered. And neurological examination would have been different. It's almost impossible to believe that somebody can have plexopathy of cervical and lumbar regions both. It still does not explain so many athletes being tested. It doesn't explain the study pertaining to the left upper and the right lower extremity period. It should be noted that none of the physical therapy notes seem to indicate any reduction of pain. And none of the treatment notes are directed towards treating for plexopathy or radiculopathy. Clement had previous right elbow injury. correction, can you change this? None of the physical therapy notes. None of the physical therapy notes except initial evaluation provided with any neurological issues. Paragraph, there was no causal related neurological differential diagnosis or diagnostic tremor to warrant such extensive and exhaustive study. Nothing in the chart justifies so many FAs, sensory and motor nerves. To be justifiable. You can do the summary.